Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
In the book Connecting to Muslims, we're asking Christians to sensitively and respectfully begin a conversation with a Muslim, but also help Muslims ask questions. You can ask them questions. There's a whole section there on asking good questions. It could be something as similar as or simple as, how do you know you're going to heaven? How do you know this information is true? This is a very simple question. How do you know it's true? Just because grandpa told you or the imam in the mosque told you doesn't mean it's true. How do you know it's true? Another one that's very important question is, and what if you're wrong? What will happen? You know, people say, well, I'm a Muslim because I'm an Afghan or I'm an Iranian or I'm an Iraqi. Okay, well, what if Islam is wrong? What if Islam doesn't give you the right answer? And these are good questions. I had a professor who always told me the best thing to do for Muslims is help them think, because they like thinking. They are considered a religion of monotheism. So let's help them think. What does it mean to have one God? What does it mean that God communicates through prophets and messengers? What does it mean that God wants us to be holy and to follow his commands? So these are good questions to help our Muslim friends think. So when a Muslim invites you to their home, that's great. Our cultures are taught to be hospitable. Many Muslims today want to do that, to kind of tell other people, and especially Americans, that they're not terrorists, that what you see on television is not true Islam. So my challenge for us as a church, as believers, we need to invite them to our house. But if they invite you to their house, well, that's great. That's an open door that we need to, as you say in English, seize the opportunity and go visit with them. And when they want to tell me about Islam, yeah, I listen. I listen and I want them to tell me about everything. They think Islam is beautiful and perfect. And that's great. And that's where our opportunity to ask good questions. Like they might say to you, oh, I'm a peaceful Muslim and Islam is peaceful. So you would say something great. How does Islam give peace to non-Muslims? How do non-Muslims feel in a Muslim community? Muslim majority countries, how are they showing peace to Christians and Jewish people? And then maybe you can dig even deeper. How can I have personal peace? How can I deal with my sin? How can I deal with my weaknesses? How can I deal with my anxieties? And so if they invite you over, that's wonderful. And if they are, as many people say to me, what if they're sleeper cells? Great, let's share the gospel with them. They can get saved and leave the sleeper cell, because our Jesus is powerful and can take a sinner and make him a saint.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.